Hallelujah. Yes, we know that it's our relationship month, but we need to put things in perspective, because if our relationship with God is not in place, then our relationship with people will not also be in place. Hallelujah. And what we find today is that many people are seeking for relationships with people. All sorts of relationships with people, business relationships, marital relationships, at the expense and at the detriment of your relationship with God. So we need to put this in perspective, that it is our relationship with God first. First. Our relationship with God comes first, before any other relationship. And no relationship with any human being must compromise and threaten your relationship with God. Hallelujah. You get it right with God, you will get it right with men. Hallelujah. Even the Bible says that when your ways please the Lord, it will make all men know to be at peace with you. Hallelujah. So it's very important. Our relationship with God, very important, and that is very key. That is very key. And once we can get that right, then we are in business. Hallelujah. Because there's so much pressure out there. People are believing God for, you know, husband, for wife, and, you know, businesses, all sorts of things going on out there. And the pressure is so much out there that even that pressure has seeped into church. And now we have people who are compromising their relationship with God for these other relationships that they are pursuing on the street. But it's very important, as the Church of Jesus Christ, that we come back to our base. We come back to our foundation. Our foundation is Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Our foundation is Christ. Anything that is not built on that foundation is not guaranteed to last. Anything that is not built on that foundation is not going to pass the test. Amen. I wrote on social media one day, I said, I wrote it on Twitter, I said, if Jesus comes back today, or you drop dead today, do you know where you are going? I said, that question is a far more important question than the question of who you marry. Hallelujah. You know, we are all concerned, who are we going to marry, when are we going to have children, when are everything, but we need to answer that first question. If Jesus comes back today, or you pass on today, where are you going? Do you know where you are going? Have you answered that question yet? Have you sorted that out yet? Where exactly are you heading to if Jesus comes back today? And for me, that's a far more important question to answer. And after I have answered that question, every other thing that I'm doing on this earth must be in submission to that. Anything that threatens that one is unacceptable. Hallelujah. And that is the way we are going to roll in our Christian relationships. Praise the Lord. God is our number one. Jesus is our number one. We need to get it right with Jesus first. We need to get our relationship right with God first. And then every other relationship, kind of relationship, will fall into place. In fact, you will not be threatened at all. You will not be in despair. You will not be desperate, because you will always be at peace. Hallelujah. Because once you are in tune with God, He will always direct your steps. He will always tell you how to go. He will always tell you what to do. He will guide your footsteps. He will speak to your ears, and He will open your eyes. Those three parts of your spiritual life, they are very important. Where your feet go into. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Well, you can think of it my physical steps like this, but you know it goes more than that. You know, when somebody turns up at your house at a certain time, you know, the Yorubas say, Omori, you know that you walked in at the right time. You understand? There's a spiritual implication to that. You know, when they say it, you know, it's like there's meaning, there's deep meaning to it, that, you came in at the right time. Many people don't go to places at the right time, so that's why things are not happening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if you believe in the anointing oil, anoint your feet. That the Lord will order my steps aright. That my feet will carry me to the right places, not to the wrong places. And same thing with your ears. When you are in tune with God, the Lord will speak to your ears. When you are in tune with God, the Lord will open your eyes. And you see, you need those three parts of your spiritual life working properly. You need those three parts working properly in the days that we are today. I do a lot of work on social media. I actually do a lot more work on social media. So I see a lot more things than you see in church. One lady was speaking with me yesterday. She's one of my spiritual daughters out there. And she said that there was this fellow that she had known a long time ago. And she's currently in Nigeria. She was living in Ireland, but she's currently in Nigeria. So this fellow was in the UK, and this fellow called her on the phone to say that, I'm coming to Nigeria soon, that we need to get together, that are you going to be in so-and-so city, that why don't we spend 2 weeks together in that city? And you know, as he said that, the lady said to me that just as the guy was talking on the phone, so she was hearing his physical voice on the phone. As she was hearing that, she was also hearing another voice in her spiritual ears, that this guy is actually coming to Nigeria to get married to someone else. So effectively what the guy was trying to do was to kill two birds with one stone, like on one trip, to get married to somebody and to also jollof with somebody else who would not know that he was getting married. But the Lord spoke to our ears while the guy was speaking in the physical that he is coming to Nigeria to get married. Very clearly. And she asked him, "You are going to Nigeria to get married, isn't it? Tell me the truth." And the guy owned up, yes. Hallelujah. So you see, our relationship with God rescued her from a heartbreak. Hallelujah. Her relationship with God rescued her from a heartbreak. And that's mostly what I teach. Well, on social media, a lot of people don't like me because that's what I hammer on. That look, anybody is free to do what he likes on the road, but make sure you are hearing God. Just make sure you hear God. My own job is not to run after people on the road to say, "Don't do this, don't do that." My own job is to tell the children of God, the children of my own God, that connect your ears to the mouth of God and only do what he tells you to do. As long as that is in place, there is nothing to fear. You can hear all the stories they are telling on the road. You don't have to fear anything. Hallelujah. Because you are connected to the throne room of God. You can hear what God is saying. You can see what God is showing you. And also your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And once you have those three things in place, your relationship with men will be in place as well. It's just a matter of time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, welcome once again to our Relationship Month. I want to say a big thank you to our mother in the house, Pastor Deborah, and her team. And I want to say a big thank you for the privilege, you know, that I've been given to come and minister to you. It is a privilege. I don't take it for granted. So I want to say a very big thank you for the honor and the privilege extended to me. Hallelujah. And I also want to say a big thank you to our daddies and mommies in the house, and Pastor Oyediran as well. I just want to say a big thank you, and you're welcome. And we look forward to a great time in God's presence. Hallelujah. We'll be speaking about, you know, different things about marriage. You can't really cover marriage and relationships in 3 weeks, to be honest, but we're going to look at, you know, various areas, you know, various things. And then also I'm going to tell you about myself and about what I do out there, so that we can connect. In fact, that is actually how I ended up here, so I need to tell you. I actually need to tell you about it. 3 years ago was actually October 2013. I started, you know, like publishing, you know, like publishing things on social media, mostly Twitter actually. And social media is actually a very wild place. Very wild place. Don't let your children go near that place. Hallelujah. So I started, you know, putting out scriptures, putting out Christian statements, you know, on social media. And prior to that, some people that I had been speaking with on the phone, counseling with on the phone along the lines of relationships, had been trying to persuade me that I should publish these things on social media. And I said, no, I'm not sure I really want to, you know, like, you know, there's too much fight there, you know, that, you know, you publish something about God's word, somebody will attack you, you know, and all the rest. So I said, no, that I'm just used to, you know, being in church. You see, I'm talking, you are listening, we're not fighting. That's okay with me. That to now go somewhere where you just write something, somebody will abuse your father, you know, so I don't have time for that. So I decided in 2013, October, someone asked the question. He said, what is soul ties? And I was like, don't you know what soul ties are? I thought every church knew what soul ties are, because when I was a younger Christian, I learned, you know, in fellowship what soul ties were. In fact, I wasn't even in fellowship, I learned about soul ties. So I actually thought that it was on the curriculum of every church, that, oh, okay, you know that, okay, this is what soul ties are, this is how they operate, and this is what they do and what they bring. So when he asked me that question, I said, oh, okay, I will write some things out for you tomorrow. So, and Twitter has a character limit of 140. So you can barely write a full sentence before your 140 characters are up. So I had to now put it into like a numbered broadcast. So 1, 2, 3. So I did that one particular evening, and all the people that were reading, mostly Christians and even Muslims, were like, wow, what is this? That we don't think you have finished this topic. We have to see you again tomorrow. So soul ties 1 became soul ties 2, became soul ties 3, became soul ties 4, became soul ties 5, became soul ties 6, became soul ties 7. We're actually on soul ties 40 already since then. And lives have been touched. Bad relationships have been broken. New relationships have been started. People have found their marriage partners. People have been delivered from fornication, adultery, masturbation, porn addiction, all sorts of things. Hallelujah. And on the wing of what started on social media, we've actually had seminars in London and in Loughborough University. And also, on the wings of what kicked off on social media 3 years ago, I've actually hosted my own seminar in Lagos last year. And also, this year, I got invited by a Redeemed Christian Church of God, Tabernacle of David, to come and hold a Breaking Soul Tie seminar for them this July. So I was there again in Lagos this year. And moving forward, we're looking to go to Port Harcourt and Abuja. My next trip to Nigeria will be to Port Harcourt and Abuja for Breaking Soul Ties as well. And we're also looking forward to going up to Newcastle as well to meet with the young people as well to teach them along these lines. Praise the Lord. So we have seen transformations. We have several teachings out there on Breaking Soul Ties and on different relationship issues. And also on the back of what is going on social media, I speak almost every day on the phone to people across Nigeria, US, UK, Ghana, South Africa, Kenya, Malaysia, Singapore, which other country again, Canada as well, South Africa. And it's very busy. People have a lot of questions. People have conflicts going on the inside of them. And interestingly, I speak with Christians who go to church, who come to church, sit down in church like this, but they have questions that they would not even dare ask their pastors. Hallelujah. You know, because the way we have, you know, made our congregations, you see, we're all well-dressed, we're all seated in our best behavior. So it's a bit embarrassing and difficult for people to come forward to you to say that, look, you know what, let me square up with you. I have this problem. How do I solve it? Hallelujah. So you actually have respected people in church struggling with pornography. I mean, can imagine maybe like a church official could be keeping like 10,000 images on his laptop. Now, when he now comes to church, how is he going to tell you that I'm struggling with this thing? Or you understand? And you see, it's happening. It is happening. The anointing does not cure a bad habit. Hallelujah. So when you hear things happen out there, you know, to, you know, Christians that you respect, you then become confused and begin to think that, what happened? What happened? No. The anointing does not cure bad habits. Hallelujah. Whether you are anointed or not, we still have to go through the same process of crucifying the flesh. Hallelujah. We still have to go through the same process. It was out there on the internet. This one actually happened. It was a pastor. He sent out a nude image of himself to... He thought he was sending it to somebody he was having an affair with, but he mistakenly sent it to the church group. Hallelujah. So by the time he realized it was to the church group, he quickly issued an apology and said it was not for them. But you see, it was, the damage was already done, because the message he put there was that my wife is not at home, I'm waiting for you. So there's nothing, I mean, it's RIP. And very sadly, the guy was so broken that he committed suicide. Hallelujah. Now, there are many reactions to that. Many reactions. Some of us will react in anger. Why did he do that? Some of us may react in pity. Some of us may react in good for him. But whichever reaction you choose, one thing is clear. The flesh has to be dealt with. We need to address the flesh. And that's going to come up as part of our relationship month. Hallelujah. That how do we deal with these things? And that is where the message of breaking soul ties coming. Now, I've been to marriage seminars, you know, over the years. By the way, I've married for how many years now? 20 years. Just 20 years. I know people who are married for 50 years. Hallelujah. So I'm still a young boy coming. Hallelujah. So we've been to all sorts of marriage seminars. And I've been to a seminar where they said, okay, up everyone here is over 16. Huh? Oh, I said, I hope everyone here is over 16. There are no kids. No. Huh? 16.
Appointed is under 16.
Oh, how old is she? Huh? No, if she wants to stay, she can stay. Don't worry. There's we she's not a kid. Don't worry. This is UK. She's not a kid. She knows everything you know. Hallelujah. She knows everything you know. Don't worry. Hallelujah. You think they don't know? No. It's because you grew up in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. So in those marriage seminars, they tell us that, okay, that if you deny your partner of, you know, of sex, blah, 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 they may go outside to go and look for it. So, and you see, this is what they beat into women. That don't deny him of sex. Don't deny him of sex. Don't deny him of sex. Hallelujah. That once you have sorted that out, everything is okay. You are in for a shock. Only just today, I saw something on social media. One woman was complaining bitterly. She said she has changed house girl 4 times. 4 times. And that's the number of times she has caught her husband with house girl. So the first one came, she caught him. You know, moved the house girl off, brought the second house girl, trouble again, moved her off, brought the third one, trouble again, moved her off. So four. Hallelujah. So the problem must be elsewhere. The problem is demonic. Hallelujah. You may be up against a demon in that area, and it needs to be dealt with spiritually, not with just advice that just do this, that it will always stop it. No, you have to address that spirit, you have to address that demon. Hallelujah. Amen. Masturbation, porn habits, all sorts, they come up in different forms and in different people's lives. And these are secret things that you would hardly, you know, be able to deal with in people's lives, except you have God's word. Hallelujah. So, the whole essence of today's introduction is to bring us back to God. And let us recognize God as our focus. And let us recognize the word of God as our principal tool in relationships. And let us also begin to look at ourselves, look at our own lives, and see, ask ourselves, what are the things that we need to deal with? And some of these things can affect our relationships with people. Let me speak a little bit about soul ties. A soul tie is simply something that it's like an expression used to describe an attraction that you have towards a thing or another person. An attraction that is very strong and very unusual. Hallelujah. Samson had a very strong and unusual attraction to strange women. And you see, it was that attraction that robbed him of God's purpose for his life. Hallelujah. So it stood in the way of the manifestation of God's purpose for his life. God had a great purpose for him, but that purpose was aborted. That purpose was not fully realized before he died. And that was because he had a soul tie. He had an attraction to strange women. Yours might not be an attraction to strange women. Yours might be an attraction to drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, just something that Satan puts in there to obstruct your move into the manifestation of what God has written concerning your life. So this man that we're describing just now, Four House Girls, so that is his soul tie. He has a soul tie with fornication or adultery or whatever. And that is standing in the way of a fulfilled married life. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of the things that are your soul ties, you can easily talk about because the society in which you are will accommodate it. Some you cannot talk about because the society in which you are or the micro society in which you are will not accommodate it. Hallelujah. There are people in church, people you respect in church, they keep alcohol in the fridge. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, they won't talk about it when they come to church. Nobody, they won't talk about it. You understand? But it's there in the fridge. Praise the Lord. It's there in the fridge. It's waiting itself after service. Praise the Lord. It's right there in the fridge, waiting after service. But you won't talk about it because the micro society here, you know, does not endorse it. But then it is a private problem. Hallelujah. Which then means that you have a double life. You have a life we know about, and you have another life we don't know about. And that life we don't know about is gradually killing the life we know about. Hallelujah. So you need to ask yourself today, do you have a life that we don't know about that is different from the life we know about? And we need to start addressing that. And that was how we came about this publication, Breaking Soul Ties. What I like about this book is that the things compiled in the book were things that I've been teaching to several people, you know, on social media and in real life for like 3 years, and we have seen testimonies come through from these things. We've seen testimonies come through. So when the book was written, the chapter on testimonies, which is chapter 7, was written with the book. So you have a book that was written from day one with the testimonies of what was shared in the book. Because normally it would have been write the book first, then people will go and read it, and then people will write in and say they have testimonies from what they've read. But now the testimonies are with the book because they are based on things that have been shared repeatedly for over 3 years. And if you have any secret habit that you cannot talk about, that you cannot tell the person next to you, you should get a copy of this book. It's only, I think it's £4.50 if you are buying it today. You should get a copy and read it. Breaking Soul Ties. Very powerful. And it will help you deal with those addictions, deal with those things that stop you and hinder you in a productive, from having a productive relationship with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, when you even look at marriage on its own, some of the problems you have in marriage, they're not based on the other person. They are. Is the other person that is causing the trouble. A lot of them are based on things that we are personally holding on to that are not right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It could even be that you are holding on to your pride. Maybe that's the only thing. But it is you. You are holding on to something. Something is precious to you that is not right. Hallelujah. You could be holding on to a habit. You could be holding on to an obsession. You could be holding on to a negative experience from the past. Something that is not right. Not necessarily to do with the other person. Because many times, if we are able to straighten up ourselves with God, you'll discover that our relationships with people will also begin to straighten up. Hallelujah. In fact, many times when people talk, you actually don't hear what they say. You hear what you thought they said. And what you thought they said is based on your past experiences that most times have nothing to do with the person that you are listening to. Do you want me to repeat that, or you understood it? Huh? I should repeat it. I said, most times, when people talk to you, you actually don't hear what they say. You hear what you thought they were saying. Hallelujah. And what you thought they were saying is mostly based on your past experiences that have nothing to do with that person that is currently talking to you. So a lot of times when people react to some of the things I say, I throw a sarcastic question. I said, I did not say that. That it appears you are reacting to someone else in my conversation. That it's like I can hear your voice speaking about something else that happened in my own conversation that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And many marriages run like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you just come back home and just hear the person ranting at you. That rant has nothing to do with you. It was a bad day in the office. Hallelujah. It was just a bad day in the office. And the person is chilling at you. And you also at some point think you have a problem. Hallelujah. They told us three things that you have to look out for in marriage. Look out for the finances, the communication, and what's the third one? You all know. Tell me.
Intimate relationship.
Hallelujah. Don't worry, we're all adults here. We're not shy. Sex. So those are the three things, that major things that they tell us to look out for, you know, in marriage. But like I said earlier, our relationship with God is the number one priority. Once we get that right, every other thing will begin to fall in place. And then, like I said, your ears will hear the voice of God. Your eyes will see the instructions of God. And your steps will be ordered by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. But on our way there, We need to deal with the addictions. We need to deal with the past experiences. In fact, some people will bring their past experiences into marriages. And those past experiences will begin to affect the marriages. And you see, most times when we look at people, we think that this person is bad. But we don't actually understand that some things could have happened in the past. Some things, they could have been exposed to the wrong things in the past. And demons have attached themselves to these people. And that demonic stronghold or possession or whatever needs to be broken over that person for that person to enjoy a proper relationship. Hallelujah. So you need to know which one is which when you are going into this kind of subject. And even when you want to get married, as you're praying, you need to be aware. You know, maybe things from the past, your own past, the past of the person that you are getting married to. One man of God said that you hardly contract new levels or new avenues of temptation. Just like that. That Satan only tempts you with what you are familiar with most times. So, I've never taken drugs before, even before I got saved. So, I can't be tempted with drugs. So, as in, even when I was outside Christ, I didn't think it made sense. So, now that I'm even in Christ, it still makes no sense. Hallelujah. But if you are going to be tempted, you are going to be tempted with what you are familiar with. What you've interacted with before. Hallelujah. That's how Satan comes. That's why they call some spirits familiar spirits. Familiar means that they are familiar with you. They know you. They know your stuff. So when you go to the next town, they already have their agents there. And they've told their agents who you are, what your preferences are. So if your legs are not moving in the right places, you are heading to the places where you meet the spirits that are familiar with you. Hallelujah. So you also need to, you know, be aware of all those. This is like an introduction that I've, you know, given for this session. I hope we all have our questions, well, writing our questions down. And please don't put your names on the questions. I specifically told the organizers that the questions have to be asked anonymously, you know, so that we can be comfortable. Hallelujah. And you can ask any question. We don't know your writing, so don't worry. And if you're really that paranoid, use your children's handwriting. Yeah. Hallelujah. So we can have a great time in God's presence. But like I said earlier, people have questions, people have conflicts. And, you know, strangely, even Christians in church are going out there to ask the wrong people because we don't provide the forum for them to ask these questions. Hallelujah. Just like the example I gave, like if a guy has 10,000 images of porn on his laptop and is known in a congregation, how does he come to now just walk up to the pastor? Pastor, I have 10,000 on my laptop. What am I going to do? You don't even know how to start that conversation. Hallelujah. But it is happening. Amen. It is happening. It is happening. So that's why we want to provide this forum for people to be able to ask this sort of questions, and then we'll be able to provide godly counsel and godly answers. Amen. So I think I'm just about stopping now. Today was an introduction. From next week, we'll be diving into the scriptures. We'll be diving into the scriptures. We'll be looking at how to break these addictions. What are the things that you need to do? What are the steps that you need to take? And also, before I go off, I want to say two things. The first thing is that please, if you are coming next week, make sure you invite a friend. Even if they go to other churches, tell them that we're doing Relationship Month here. And we're going to be talking about issues that they don't normally hear in church. Hallelujah. So invite them, especially your friends that are single, that are not yet married. We're going to have us, I think it's going to be the session in 2 weeks from now. Today is 9th, right? 9, 16, 23rd. Yeah, the session on 23rd will be addressing the singles, how to believe God for a spouse, how to operate a godly relationship with Christians, onto marriage. Those sort of subjects, we'll be looking into them. These are the subjects that many single Christians have questions about. There's so much going on out there. So much going on out there that we cannot afford to be slack in our education process in church. Now, there's so much changing out there on the street. On a daily basis, things are changing. And that means that the church has to update our syllabus every week. Hallelujah. We cannot run the church on old syllabus anymore. Praise the Lord. Now, people out there now, they are sending nudes to each other. So if we are still here on old syllabus, we have to say, what does God's word say about this thing? And we have to address it on our own, in our own pulpit first. Hallelujah. Because their syllabus is changing every minute. And then the next thing I want to say is, I want to welcome my wife here, Monisola. Hallelujah. She's my human rock. Amen. She's a woman of God, and she has great faith. Even when I feel like, man, I'm about to throw in the towel here, I just see her going, and I just wonder. I said, man, you are strong. Amen. Thank God for her life. So, are we ready with the questions?